I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's top diplomat and his main spokesperson on Wednesday walked back the idea that he wants the permanent relocation of Palestinians from Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt compare Gaza to a demolition site, the scene of a natural disaster, and say the president's generously offered to rebuild it.
In the interim, obviously, people are going to have to live somewhere while you're rebuilding it.
The president has made it clear that they need to be temporarily relocated out of Gaza.
That's not what the president said yesterday.
If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently, in nice homes.
American allies and Republican lawmakers pushed back on his suggestion that the U.S. own Gaza. Palestinians are rejecting calls for even a temporary move, worrying if they leave, they'll never be let back in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's proposal that the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip has been swiftly rejected and denounced by American allies and adversaries alike. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Saudi Arabia weighed in quickly, noting the kingdom's non-call for an independent Palestinian state was a firm, steadfast, and unwavering position. Similarly, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters nothing has changed.
The Australian government support and a bipartisan basis, a two-state solution in the Middle East.
Rafah resident Taysir al-Siyam told the AP, Trump's remarks remain in our homes and on our land. We will not leave, not to Egypt, nor anywhere else. Nothing will happen to us than what has already happened. I'm Karen Chamas.